All right, so you sent over this Maya wireframe rendering tutorial, and I gotta say, this is cool stuff. We're diving deep into this today, and I'm excited to unpack it all. It really is amazing how in 3D modeling, you can spend like hours perfecting a model, but if you look under the hood and that wireframe's a mess, well...
Yeah, it's like wearing a designer suit with mismatched socks.
Exactly. You nailed it. It's all about that foundation.
It really is. The wireframe, it's that peek behind the curtain, you know? It reveals the true craftsmanship or sometimes the lack of it.
So true. And for those who might not be familiar with the term, think of a wireframe like the blueprint of a 3D object. All those interconnected lines, they represent the edges and polygons that make up the model.
Right. It's the skeleton of your design.
And it's super important for things like checking edge flow, making sure your model isn't crazy dense, all those things that make a model, well, good.
Absolutely. Imagine for a second you're a client and you're looking at two car designs. One's got this beautifully smooth exterior, looks amazing. But then you peek at the wireframe and it's a tangled mess.
Oh, I can already see where this is going.
Right. Now, the other design, maybe it's not as visually there yet, still in progress, but that wireframe, clean, efficient structure.
You can just tell there's good work behind it.
Exactly.
Definitely builds trust in the process. So this tutorial we're looking at, it jumps right into the how-to in Maya using Arnold, which is awesome. But before we get lost in all the technical stuff, what are some of those key things that make a wireframe render really good, like from a professional standpoint?
Clarity. That's number one for me. A good wireframe render has to communicate the model's geometry in the most straightforward way possible. Easy to understand, no distractions.
So it's less about being flashy and more about being accurate and readable.
You got it. Now, this tutorial starts with the AI wireframe material in Maya. Simple enough, right? But here's the thing. That default setting... it's on triangles, and that, well, that can create a really cluttered look, especially in areas where you have a lot of detail.
Yeah, I've seen those triangle-heavy wireframes. It's almost like a spiderweb exploded on your model.
And that's the last thing you want. So the tutorial recommends switching from triangles to polygons instead.
Makes sense. So you're basically simplifying the way those lines are displayed, making them easier to visually digest.
Exactly. It cleans things up so much, makes that structure way easier to decipher, and then... it gets even more interesting. The tutorial talks about hitting the 3 key in Maya. And what that does is it smooths out your model.
Which on the surface sounds like a good thing, right? Smoother model, smoother workflow, everything's good.
In the final render? Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
But with a wireframe, that smoothing can actually work against you. See, when you hit 3, what Maya's doing is subdividing those polygons. So you're creating more polygons to achieve that smooth appearance.
Ah, so more polygons means a denser wireframe. But isn't dense geometry usually a good thing? Like, doesn't that mean more detail?
It can be. For final renders where you want those smooth curves, all those little details, it's great. But with wireframes, it's all about finding that sweet spot. Because if it's too dense, you just end up with this jumbled mess. It obscures more than it reveals, you know? And remember, clarity is key here.
Right. You want someone to be able to glance at your wireframe and immediately get it... understand the structure, how it all fits together.
Exactly. And this is where having a good eye for density becomes really crucial, especially when you're working on complex stuff like characters or environments.
Oh, absolutely. The tutorial uses a pretty simple shape for the demonstration, but I can only imagine how important that gets when you've got a character with like folds in their clothes and all those details.
That's for sure. And that's why I love that the tutorial gives you this really handy visual cue. They point out that if your wireframe render is coming out mostly black, like way too much black.
That's your warning sign.
That's like waving a giant red flag.
Yeah.
Too much density, time to dial it back.
Okay, I like that. Too much black, back to the drawing board. So we've covered the basics, making sure things are clean and clear. But then this tutorial is like, hold my rendering engine, we're going further.
Right. This is where it gets really fun. We're talking about actually enhancing those visuals, taking that wireframe render to the next level.
From functional to, whoa, check out that wireframe, right?
Exactly. And one of the coolest tricks they use is ambient occlusion.
Oh, yeah. Good old AO. It's like magic for adding depth and realism.
Right. Makes everything look so much better.
Yeah.
But here's where they get sneaky with it. They don't use AO on the whole model, just on the fill color of the wireframe itself.
Wait, so instead of the lines just being one flat color, they've got like this subtle gradient based on the AO.
You got it. Subtle, but it makes a huge difference. Gives those wireframes a whole other layer of depth. It's almost like tricking your eye into seeing a fully rendered model when it's just those lines.
Oh, that's smart. It's all about the illusion. And speaking of presentation, the tutorial also talks about backgrounds, even using a shadow mat for the ground plane. It's easy to overlook that stuff when you're so focused on the model itself.
It's so important, though. Imagine you've got this incredible sculpture, a masterpiece, but then you put it in a dark room with no lighting.
No one can even see it. It's lost in the void.
Exactly. Same thing with your wireframe. That default black background, it's fine for quick checks, but for presentations.
You gotta set the stage.
Exactly. Mm. Add a nice clean background, a little shadow to ground the model. Suddenly, it's not just floating in space anymore.
It's got context. It feels more real, more professional.
Right. Like, you wouldn't show up to a client meeting in your pajamas, would you?
Definitely not. Well, maybe if the meeting's about pajamas, but I
right.
see your point.
All about presentation.
Love it. So we've got our ambient occlusion for depth. We're using polygons for clean lines. And we've got a nice background to tie it all together. It's like the ultimate wireframe checklist.
It is. And the best part, these techniques, they're not hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
But the impact they have on how your work is perceived, huge.
And at the end of the day, that's what matters, right? But before we wrap this up, I'm curious about something. The tutorial, it's all about the how, the techniques, which is great. But there's this bigger why I think we should touch on. Why go through all this effort for a wireframe, especially when most clients are ultimately interested in the final render?
That's a really good question. And it goes beyond just showing off your technical skills.
It's like, are we overthinking this? But then again, presentation is everything.
It really is. Okay, so imagine this. You're getting a gift, right?
Yeah.
One gift, it's all sloppily wrapped, tapes hanging off, papers all crumpled. The other gift, beautifully wrapped. Every fold is perfect, you know. Ribbon tied perfectly. Which one are you more excited to open?
Oh, the nicely wrapped one, for sure. Even if the gift inside is the same, that presentation just makes you feel like, okay, they put thought into this.
Exactly. And it's the same with a wireframe, believe it or not.
Right.
It shows that you care about the craft. It shows that you take pride in every single step. Not just the final product.
It's like you're saying, I don't cut corners. I'm building this on a solid foundation.
Exactly. A well-crafted wireframe tells the client, look, this model, it can stand up to scrutiny, revisions, whatever you throw at it, because it's built right. And that kind of craftsmanship, it builds trust.
It's like you're handing them a blueprint and saying, judge this. This is how good I am, even in the parts most people won't see.
100%. And you know what? This goes beyond just client work, too. Think about your portfolio.
Oh, right. Showcasing your process.
Exactly. Oh. Including a few well-crafted wireframes, mm-hmm. that can really make a difference.
Yeah, it shows potential employers that you get it. You understand what's happening under the hood, that it's not just about fancy shaders and lighting tricks.
Right. You're thinking about topology, edge flow, mm-hmm. all those things that make a good 3D model. Well, good.
Yeah.
And honestly, this whole conversation has got me thinking about the artistic side of wireframes.
Artistic? I always saw them as purely technical.
Right. But think about it. Wireframes, they strip away all the surface detail. What are you left with?
The core of it. The essential form.
Exactly. And there's a beauty in that. Artists have been using wireframes in their work for years. Sculptures, installations, even virtual worlds, all built with wireframes.
Wow. I never thought about it like that.
It's like those architectural sketches. You know, the ones that are just lines, but they're beautiful in their simplicity.
You can still see the vision, even without all the details. That's actually really inspiring.
Right. And that's what I love about learning new techniques like the ones in this tutorial. It's not just about the steps. It's about opening up new possibilities, seeing things in a different way.
So to everyone listening, don't be afraid to experiment. Play around with these wireframe techniques. See what happens.
You might surprise yourself.
Absolutely. And hey, if you create some amazing wireframe art, send it our way. We'd love to see it. Until next time, happy rendering.